In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Metroplex. We've reached the hump day edition of Sean, RJ, and Bobby here on DFW Sports Station live on 105.3 The Fan. We got Peyton and Caitlin in the back. We are live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks to everyone for filling in yesterday, out with the medical appointment for my little girl. But here to get us towards Thanksgiving as quickly as possible. I guess we'll start with just some of my leftover quick review of the debacle, another home debacle. And I just wrote down in no particular order, and I almost texted you this morning, Bobby, and said post-hut clarity may have to go bye-bye. I don't know if there's a point anymore in moving forward and rewatching and
there's
reviewing
one positive.
This.
There's a big positive that we'll take from it later on.
Okay. There big positive.
Yeah, there's a big positive.
That's at 7:20. Mike McCarthy said that they're not coaching offensive linemen to run with the football. Could have fooled me. More maddening O-line recovery with what Guyton did. I was yelling and screaming and cursing him, and then he gets hurt on the play with the shoulder. So that was stupid from Tyler to try to do that. The field goal that they took off the board with the 64-yarder, I was joking when I tweeted, anyone else think that they should have just kept the points on the board? You obviously take the 15-yarder. You try to go down the field. You try to score a touchdown. The big debate comes with the 4th-and-2 decision. I understand Mike McCarthy's like, look, we're not going to get down here very often. We have to try to score points. If you wanted to kick it right there, I'd be totally fine with that as well. The fake punt. I've been trying to come up with a way to compare what the Dallas Cowboys draw up in these circumstances to an analogy. And I came up with my flag football team in college. We did
what
not.
What was your team name?
I don't remember. Maybe ATO. That was the fraternity.
Well, an ATO.
Yes. Rest in peace over there at that charter. Don't look up some of that information from back in the day. And don't read it out loud. That was past my time. Past my time, but I think we got it kickstarted with the beginning of the end with that charter dead and gone over there. We didn't have like a true football guy on the team who played in high school and had X's and O's knowledge. And that's what the Cowboys look like when they draw up these types of things. It's like they don't have a true X's and it's like, we're going to try a fake punt. We're just going to do it. And I saw Wanya Thomas say, yeah, it was my call. I don't regret the call. I regret the execution. But that's what the Cowboys look like in any of these type of Belichick-Vrabel scenarios when there's something extra to be done or creative. It's never schemed out right. It's like us in college trying to come up with a fake punt but having no idea what read to look for or what signal to have.
So I told Bobby this yesterday. There's no way. Obviously, they practiced this. Right, they went through this fake punt. I would say more than a couple times in practice during the week. Obviously, right? You're not gonna they know going into the week what they're gonna do. There's no way that they practiced this. And Bobby said they probably did it against air, which they probably did. But There's no way that they practiced this and they saw Anger throw and they said, you know what?
Yeah.
He's got a good arm. Yeah. Nobody thought that he, like there's, like, put some zip on that thing. Why are you just floating that out there? It's like he's trying to hit one in ring toss at the fair.
Yeah.
Just floating that out there. There's no way that nobody saw that arm and said, dude, you got to throw a little harder.
It all just looks, it doesn't look well put together. It doesn't look coordinated.
I get a lot of times people think I'm being dramatic when talking about McCarthy or describing certain things and like, oh, he's being over the top. I mean this with all sincerity. It's a team that looks like they don't practice. It's a team that looks like, I think it is a team that does not practice nearly as much as other teams do. McCarthy prioritizes health and like, let's not burn these guys out and let's not use them up to the point that they are not getting in the practice reps that other teams do. And it shows pretty consistently where it's like, how do you not have really basic details down?
The thing that's weird about that, and I agree with you, but the thing that's weird about that is like, and I know to a degree, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, when they're commentating and talking about other teams have to be nice. But Belichick a couple times has like gone out of his way to say, McCarthy's a good coach. McCarthy's a good coach. Everyone always tags on the Super Bowl. No one's doing that, by the way, for Doug Peterson these days. No one says, that's a Super Bowl winning coach there. Doug Peterson just didn't forget how to coach. We always do it with Mike. It's kind of funny how that works.
And Doug did it with a whole bunch of backups. He did it with a backup quarterback. That's a better coaching job all the way to the Super Bowl.
Yes. And then the vision I'm not going to be able to get out of my mind from that game is Zach Martin down on one knee. That's going to be burned into my mind until Zach Martin, you would think, after this year, steps away and retires. Just down on one knee, Troy Aikman commentating the beginning of the end. It felt like just shaking his head. I cannot go. Frustrated, talking to the trainers, and then limping off before all the other offensive linemen drop like flies. So those are the main things I had written down from another debacle. And the armpit is just, they had this saved up for a year, their social media team. They have not stopped. I know you all talked about the L with the sheet metal flying down. The Bart Simpson,
by the way, that's A+.
That's amazing.
They've had some real victories. Honestly, their social media team looks better than their football team. That football team doesn't even look that good right now, and they beat you by 24.
What was the Simpsons thing?
It's a meme that's existed on the internet for a long time. It's the say the line, and then Bart just kind of defeated, almost like says whatever his catchphrase is, and then everybody celebrates and they said it.
And the Texans Twitter account is like, say it, Bart, and he goes, we them boys, and the whole classroom starts laughing
with the little Cowboys hat on Bart. It sucks. You're the laughing stock. You're the laughing stock, and you're the
Dalton Schultz with the coffee.
Oh my gosh.
What's brutal. The coffee thing? Was that just him waking up in the morning?
Yeah, and it's just when he pours it, it illuminates the Houston Texans are the best team in Texas. Then he takes his little sip and does his eyebrows, and it's just you are just.
CD said it. We're the laughing stock. People are trying to embarrass us.
They are. This is where things have reached for them, and it's just the thing I can't stand. And again, not to kick Mike too much, but the thing we were talking about yesterday that I'm getting really tired of hearing in post game is Mike talking about all these things that, well, wish we could have done this. It's like, you're in charge of that. You're in charge of Trey Lance getting in and played. You're in charge of running the ball more. You're in charge of all these things that you tell us you want to do during the week, and then post game you're like, why couldn't we do that? Why didn't we draw that up? I don't know. You tell me. You're drawing it up.
I wonder about that, because it's like it makes sense that you are in charge. Then you look at baseball. The manager's not in charge of who plays that day necessarily. And I wonder how much of this is organizational, that because even Jerry told us, like, he's not ready. We're trying to win.
I don't think that Jerry would be opposed to Trey Lance getting in there. Like, Brian Anger played more snaps at quarterback than Trey Lance. That's not acceptable.
That's true.
It's just not.
Mike commented on a lot of these disasters on the fake punt. He said they won the chess match there. That was a poor call by us. On the 4th-and-2, not kicking the field goal at the Houston 8.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't have it both ways. We're trying to play it exactly right, managing the game, 14 play drives. We needed 7 points there. And then the Tyler Guyton thing, we're not teaching offensive linemen to carry the ball. We need to fall on it.
I will say, I wonder how much that that sits well with guys, though, in the locker room while things are starting to go sideways, that there is a tendency to otherize a little bit and point and go, that was a bad call there. It was Wanya Thomas's call. Boy, Tyler Guyton, you got to fall down. And all the Tyler Guyton thing's a legitimate criticism, but when all the accountability is on the calls or the decisions made by the players instead of the decisions you make, like, I think that is something that probably frustrates guys a little bit.
Mike Zimmer yesterday was just talking about all the injuries. He's like, I think if we had people, I want to see how the Mikes start campaigning for their jobs in the offseason.
Oh, they're in CYA mode already.
Zimmer is doing it, talking about all the injuries, all the people lost. You know, McCarthy said he has not considered giving up the play calling. How is that not a even discussion that has come up? It's like, I'm going down with the ship. Maybe he thinks he can show something off to other teams with backups. But the campaign 2025 has to start for the Mikes.
It does. I mean, and Parcells talked about this. He's always said this. You know, coaches will go into CYA mode sometimes even before the players do. You know, sometimes even before the players do, because the players are still, they're trying to put good tape on there.
And then all the humiliating stats that follow up. Every baseball, and RJ, you have a lot of these. Every NBA, MLB, NFL, and NHL team has won at home this year, except for the Dallas Cowboys. ML Football or Dove, one of the great aggregators, came up with this information on their own that the Saints have scored more touchdowns this year in Arlington than your football team.
Are you embarrassed?
Great job by ML Football. They're fantastic. They're not a bunch of putzes over there. That's awesome.
How do you know that they stole that from you?
Because literally, it's nobody's tweet that it gets
you
sent
the
out.
One who came up with that.
Yes, Choppy and I did in the middle of the like segment. We were coming up with it on the air.
We thought it was the Lions. Initially, we thought it was the Lions. Was like
that's the whole thing. We went and looked at all this, and then we tweeted it, and then it blows up. And then 3 hours later, yeah. ML Football tweets it. Okay, all right, ML Football.
And I said,
see
it's
you.
Like the radio version of you guys. When I make a point, you just conveniently forget.
By the way, great call by you. Very close game between the Texans and the Cowboys.
No. Go back and listen. And I said, I feel like it played out exactly actually like I said.
It actually did.
I said it would be closer. And then I did pick a double-digit win for Houston. But it was closer in the first half, which led Micah and Diggs to go on their podcast. I'm like, we're still a damn good team.
Is this after the club?
That's a good point.
In the club.
So that is Lamb and Diggs apparently filming their music video.
Right.
Afterwards, with a setup.
Is it a Mike McCarthy diss track? Is that what the song is?
Listen, it looked like they had a good
Zuckerman in there.
They had a good camera setup. The lighting was really well done.
Yeah,
you know, I think it's gonna look good.
So we talk about this a lot, right? These events after games. Jerry, is he gonna go out for a birthday dinner? He told us no after the Lions game. And Choppy, I know that your stance is you don't care at all. My stance on this is always, if I was the coach, I would tell him I don't care. But just be prepared for the backlash and the optics. Mm-hmm. If you can deal with what's coming for you on Twitter, just be prepared for it. You're gonna get the backlash. Be ready for it. because they obviously got a film crew and they pre-scheduled, and you're probably not going to cancel in the fourth quarter. I know Diggs is checking his phone in the locker room so he could text right after and say, it's a no-go. We got destroyed. We can't do it tonight. Although you would think that they know in the back of their minds, we're going to lose again. So let's not go ahead and film. And whose music video is this? But that would be my thing to the players. You can do it. I understand you have socialized, but I don't want to hear you complaining about the backlash, because the backlash is coming with the optics going back to Witten and Romo and Cabo.
Oh gosh, yeah. I mean, and it is gonna hit. You know, there is no doubt the backlash is gonna come to all these players when they do something like this. But this is not unique to the Cowboys. I mean, a lot of teams and a lot of players around the league, around both all the leagues,
filming music videos.
Not necessarily filming, but you know, having birthday parties after games, and like, you know, the birthday is the birthday. Your life does not stop. It goes on. Players, professional athletes are far more, I think, accustomed. NFL, maybe not. But like a baseball player, I mean, you're used to losing 60 games a year. You've got to be able to deal with losses.
Yeah, and I guess that's the thing. It's probably just reached a point where they're like, we're out. Like, if this is a 500 team or they're closer, like, I wonder if it hits as hard for them, whereas they're just kind of like, yeah, we lost again. We're this is already going sideways. I'm not going to just stop life after every one of these losses.
I can't wait for the song to come out for, you know, you and Choppy to replicate it. Have you guys be Lamb and Diggs on the diss track.
I remember back in the, what, maybe 04, 05, there was that young Rangers team, the core of like Blaylock and, you know, Michael Young early on, mm-hmm. and Mensch. You go, now those, it wasn't necessarily those guys, but you go to that Fox and Hound in Arlington after a game, and they would show up, about 10 of them would show up, just start shooting pool. Win or lose, they were there almost every night.
Wasn't that where Josh Hamilton was at? Was Fox and Hound
that Sherlock.
One time?
That
Sherlock's, that's where it was.
Micah
Sherlock's.
Did not talk, by the way, afterwards. And he didn't talk last week either. So two straight weeks after saying, damn, y'all, I'm just going to eat the fine for now, because the way y'all twist words and flip them around for content is nasty work. That was after the interview with Yahoo Sports about Mike McCarthy can go somewhere else. So Micah is following up and eating the fine, not talking for 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, and he had a big group with him post-game walking around the hallways. So, I mean, he hung around. It's not like he just left. He didn't want to talk. In fact, I don't know. I think it was his brother. I think it was Terrence, or one of them was yelling down the hallway for a good 30 seconds over Jerry's comments in the hall, and we were almost missing him. So,
did Luka respond defensively, and did the Mustangs get their respect throughout the country? The latest college football playoff rankings and the Mavs still in the cup. Next on Sean and RJ, it's a hump day edition for the 6 a.m. Club right here on 105.3 The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.